Talk about the annexation a little bit, because that was an issue.
It was an issue, and I really didn't even know what I'm talking about, because I didn't even know there was such a thing as annexation. Oklahoma City did a big one over there. At one time, was the largest incorporated city in the United States. Then a lot of these other cities were going around, they were incorporating all these little cities and making it a city-county government. This was on the ballot. It passed to annex all that area down to Jinx. That took in a lot of streets, which we immediately had to service, had to take care of. That was the transportation part of it. Of course, we were selling water anyway.
And to the west in the Sand Springs area, you took in land there?
I don't remember just how that came down.
As we go south, you would have been annexing land at 71st, 81st?
Yeah, clear on out there. See, out there somewhere, they all run together, you know, about where that Jinx Bridge was.
Yep.
I don't know enough about the geography, but Yale and all of them all sort of run together and the river bridge there. And you get into part of the city that we did annex, probably out about St. Francis Hospital, clear out beyond there.
So that was land that probably a lot of people thought, well, nothing will ever happen out here.
Well, of course, it all happened out there. That's what it turns out.
The Vietnam War was on.
Yeah.
During that time, yeah. I didn't know if there was war demonstrations in Tulsa.
No, we didn't have any, nothing.
I noticed there was a presidential visit. President Johnson came in August of 66, and you're pointing now.
Right there. See?
Oh, yes.
Get up and look in that picture. You can see Johnson, there's Paige Belcher, and there's Fred Harris, Mike Maroney, and President Johnson and I.
Why did Johnson come here?
They're dedicating something down there. It was really, I think Edmondson was running for Congress over there. And he came down as a favor to him. And they came to the airport and then they went off to some park or something that they were dedicating their interstate some damn thing.
And here you were, a Republican, welcoming this Democrat president. You remember anything about Johnson? Did you speak to him?
Oh, yeah, just briefly. He's arrogant. He was not one of my favorites. About that time, shortly after, George W. began to come into play, and I went to the Republican National Convention, first one in 68, and I went to every one of them until, well, the one in Philadelphia when George Jr. was nominated. And we always had pretty good accommodations, you know, being the mayor, the former mayor, you know, and having known some of the mayors from surrounding cities.
Let's come back here to the Port of Catoosa. The authority there. How did you get involved with the Port of Catoosa?
This guy named Early Cash, he was sort of the granddaddy of it, you know. And we became friends politically. He's one of the few Republicans. When they got that thing started out there, I don't know, somehow he got me on that board. And I stayed on it for over 30 years, I guess. Now I was chairman from time to time.
But that was a pretty important bond issue that was passed in 67.
Yeah.
$17.5 million for the port. Was that a tough sell?
It seemed to go pretty well. I don't remember any controversy over it. It was pretty well spelled out. See, you were in that project with Kerr McClellan. It was probably one of the great things that's ever been done in this town. Some people have taken boats and gone all the way down. And the Delta Queen was in here twice.
The port was dedicated in 71. Mm-hmm. Richard Nixon came to town.
That's right.
Were you there then for that dedication?
That's up there somewhere, too.
You got a picture of that up here. There he is right up there on the right.
Yeah.
Well, that's with Bellman.
There's what Tom Stafford when he was coming home. There's Romney up there. I thought I had a picture of the Port of Catoosa, but I don't guess I do there.
You were very active on the authority. I believe you built some local business working your contacts in the Pentagon.
Well, you know, maybe they gave me credit for it. We had some good contacts up there, and I can't take credit for something that I really didn't do anything except be part of.
Well,
of course, when Henry Bellman was in Senate, we got lots of attention.
Okay. Now, you had a good relationship, didn't you?
Yeah, he's a super guy, by the way. He's probably the best politician I've ever known. Old country boy. I remember when he started out, he'd speak from cards. He'd have about three cards, and when he ended, he had a whole stack of them. He'd go, He's not well. He still lives out there in Round Rock.
And I interviewed...
Parkinson or something.
Yes, he does. I interviewed him...
Oh, did you?
Recently? About a month ago.
Did you?
At his
How
farm.
Was he? Wasn't he sort of fuzzy?
No. In fact, I spent about 2.5 hours with him. He was just very anxious to talk.
Well, he used to come over here to all of our functions, but he hadn't in a long time. He was very, very special. He really taught those senators some different habits. He was down at the office about 5 o'clock every morning like he's out on the farm.
Back at the Port Authority, though, they thought enough of you. They even named a tugboat after you, the Hughley.
Yeah, I see it.
There it is. Probably your work with the Authority and the Port of Catoosa, you look back on and say, I'm really proud or proudest of my work there?
Yeah, that. No, I did some private stuff that I was pretty pleased with, like St. Simeon's. I was on their board for about 30 years. The retirement home out here.
Right.
Also, I was very active in Holland Hall School when they went from little girl's school to girl-boy's school. One of the reasons, because those three boys. In those days, the schools really weren't very good. A lot of people were sending their kids to Culver and to Kemper and Andover and Exeter and Oklahoma Military. I decided that I'd rather have mine at home, so I helped build a school into really an outstanding place. If you've ever been out there or ever checked it out, it's among the top schools in the Southwest.
So you gave many years to them.
Yeah, I was on there for at least 25 years. But it was a lot of fun, too.
When man first walked on the moon, you were there for the launch, July 16, 1969.
With Pascal Twyman, one of the Air Force deals, flew us down there. Pascal was president of the University of Tulsa.
Yep. Why was it that you were there?
Because I was invited. They would always have a bunch of people in. That was a big entertainment. That was one big party.
4 days later, then, after the launch, Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong stepped out on the Sea of Tranquility to be there for that launch and watch that happening.
It was just an honor to be invited down there. That was a pretty close operation.
As you stood there and watched that launch and someone asked you, what do you think of the status of space travel would be in 2009, what would you have said?
I said we'd probably be back to the horse and buggy. They wiped everything else out and started all over again. No, it's just unreal what has happened in a lifetime.
Yeah.